Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, we here at Palace Intrigue are always happy to help our fellow independent royal podcasters get noticed. So we wanted to let you know that Archwell Audio has released a new podcast from some promising up-and-comers named Harry and Meghan. They have some impressive guests too, Sir Elton John and James Corden. At the end of the episode, they invited on their son Archie, which revealed a major development, but more on that in a second. The episode begins with Harry saying, "Welcome to our 2020 holiday special. As we all know, it's been a year and we really want to honour the compassion and kindness that has helped so many people get through it." Then Meghan joins in with, "And at the same time, to honour those who have experienced uncertainty and unthinkable loss, our thoughts have been with you, especially during this holiday season." Harry adds, "And in too many instances, people weren't able to be at a loved one's side or say goodbye as they would have wished. We hope this brings a little warmth, a smile, and something to think about." Elton John joins, saying, "We're in the middle of a tour and then COVID started. We came back to England in May. It was very strange because we were going full pelt and then all of a sudden we ground to a halt. I'm 73 years old and I'm a semi-diabetic, so I'm in a risky area there. I have an underlying condition, as they say. My relatives, who I love, I haven't been able to see much of them at all. I've only stayed connected to them by phone and by Zoom." For the press release, the episode contains a collection of personal anecdotes and inspirational stories from a variety of guests around the world, plus a surprise or two. Guests include Stacey Abrams, Jose Andres, Brené Brown, Rachel Cargill, Deepak Chopra, James Corden, Matt Haig, Sir Elton John, Hussein Manowar, Naomi Osaka, Tyler Perry, and George the Poet. But the big news is in the voice of little Archie. Harry put a microphone in front of Archie saying, "You can speak into it." Meghan then asks, "Archie, is it fun?" And he repeats the word, "Fun." And then we hear Archie say, "Happy New Year," in an American accent as anyone growing up in California would be expected to have. OK Magazine sees things not as rosy. Their source says, "At first, everything was new and exciting with Meghan Markle in America. The brother that was always in the shadow of Prince William was finally getting his moment in the spotlight. Harry and Meghan insisted they wanted privacy, but secretly they were loving being the most famous couple in the world. But now the reality of living in LA away from his family and friends has hit him. And this is why he wants to renegotiate his future with his family," adds the source. "It is safe to say the honeymoon is over. Harry wants it both ways. He wants back all his military roles and wants to be treated as a senior member of the family at the official events, sitting in the front row next to his father, Charles, and brother, William. But he also wants to live in America and cut business deals with media companies." You have to remember that Harry is not used to being told no. All his life, he has been surrounded by people saying yes. He just cannot understand what the problem is. Meghan and Harry have convinced themselves that they are the best things to ever happen to the royal brand and cannot understand why the Queen and others do not see it that way too. In anticipation of his new book, The Last Queen, Elizabeth II's 70-year battle to save the House of Windsor, Clive Irving spoke with Glamour, who asked his thoughts on Charles and William as kings. Irving said, "King Charles seems almost bizarrely regressive, and Camilla doesn't work for anybody. William and Kate are very presentable. He's a very solid, reassuring kind of figure. And she's been successful at adapting the pressure of being a royal." And his thoughts on Harry and Meghan? "I don't understand the hostility towards Meghan Markle. It's different in the US than in the UK. The Brits somehow think she stole him away and think he is Prince Charming, that you can't blame him and that you made him leave. It's all nonsense. They're a very successful couple together. They're very modern and do modern things and do good work. There is an outbreak of anger, as though Harry was deserting the ship, but he wants his own life as a distinctive figure. The world expects Harry and William to be the same because they're Diana's boys." And as it's a slow news week for the royals, Marie Claire shared this anecdote from 2017. Meghan spent the Christmas with the royal family and took part in their famous gag gift exchange. When it came to finding the perfect gift for the Queen, Meghan leaned into humour and embraced some good old-fashioned silliness, gifting the monarch a singing hamster toy. Meghan bought a little hamster that sings with a little rope for Her Majesty, a source said of the gift, according to The Sun. "It was so funny, especially when the corgis tried to take hold of the toy." The Queen was apparently a big fan and burst out laughing at the funny present. "It can keep my dogs company," she reportedly told Meghan at the time. There you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and Good Times.